Hello, this podcast comes to you today from Dhahran, Saudi Arabia, sponsored by Scrambling Science. Today's topic is gas stoichiometry. A large part of the syllabus in the first year chemistry class is dealing with stoichiometry. It is then reviewed earlier in the AP year. You have already done several problems that include gases already, so it is clear that there is no difference between the problems with gases and the problems without gases. They all work the same way. All stoichiometry problems require that the amounts are measured in moles. So now instead of being limited to a gram to mole conversion or a concentration of a solution, we can use gas data to determine moles, specifically using the ideal gas law. The actual work of the stoichiometry problem remains unchanged from your previous work on the topic. You still need a mole ratio, and the ways to solve for limiting reagent and the amount in excess remain unchanged. The types of problems we see with gas stoichiometry often ask for density and formula weight. Density equals mass over volume, and you will undoubtedly be given the mass of the gas sample. You will then be given enough information to solve for the volume. Sometimes people prefer to simply memorize another formula, which is fine if that is something you want to do. That formula is formula weight equals density times the gas constant times temperature divided by pressure. If you are given the density, recall that density is an intensive property and doesn't change due to the amount of material. Therefore, we can use a convenient amount, which is normally 1 liter of volume. This then tells us that the amount of material in the problem. So if we are talking about a gas with a density of 1.25 grams per liter, if we use 1 liter of gas as the volume, we know we will have 1.25 grams of the gas. Perhaps the easiest way to solve these types of problems is to remember two formulas that have been taken previously and should be well known by now. The first is moles equals grams over molecular weight, or N equals G over M. And the other is the density formula, which is density equals mass over volume, which will usually be grams or either liters or milliliters for the volume. Then it is a simple matter of practice to see the different types of problems that can be thrown your way. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast and found it entertaining and educational and helped you with your understanding of gas stoichiometry. Remember that you can get more information on this topic from either the class website, or you can always send me a note on either Facebook or via email. Refer back to this topic when needed, courtesy of Scrambling Science.